investing in yields. So, remember the calculations we did for stocks? We're going to learn some calculations for bonds. And one of them is going to look very familiar. Very, very familiar. But we won't get to the calculations until Thursday. Bond yield is one of the most important factors in bond valuation. What income is the bond paying? Over the long sweep of time, folks, income is what you receive from investing in bonds. Did I give you my analogy? Bonds remind me of football and baseball because there's, you know, stocks are like baseball. There's no end to how far you can hit the ball. I don't know if it's a good analogy. But although there are sometimes that there are great opportunities for capital gains and there's sometimes risk of capital loss if you're going to sell your bond, but when the bond is redeemed, what are you going to get back? Par. You're going to get $1,000 back. That's always the case. Unless there's a default, then you lose everything. But given that most all bonds repay their principal without incident, the valuations calculated using bond yields tend to be very predictable. Unlike the valuations we gave the stocks, which were, you know, which way is the wind blowing? And yeah, that way. Okay, go that way. Oh, now it's blowing that way. Whereas bonds, no. The unpredictable factor in bond valuation is the future direction of interest rates. There are people who are paid tremendous sums of money to incorrectly predict where interest rates are going to go. And you could be one of them, folks. Did you play on Chapter 8? Did you do the technical analysis assignment yet? Where you don't actually have to know what you're doing. You just have to sound like you know what you're doing. The same thing here. You listen to these people, and they're getting paid really, really well, and they sound like they know what they're doing. And then when they're entirely wrong, they sound like they understand why they were wrong. And why they're going to be right next to... Right, exactly. Their mouths are moving. However, for the many people who hold on to their bonds in maturity until they get their principal back, right? They hold on to the bond. They don't care about the direction of interest rates. That's unimportant to them. They are mostly interested in the income and are not generally affected by the direction of interest rates since they have no intention of ever selling their bonds. You're only concerned about the direction of interest rates if you plan to play the game where you're going to try to buy low, sell high. Or, sadly, you may be forced to sell your bonds. You just might need the money. You know, where are we going to get? We need some cash. Oh, we got this bond. If interest rates have gone up, darn, you're going to have to sell at a loss. There are several types of bond yields. We're going to take a look at three of them. One of them is basically the same. Nominal yield, which is also called the coupon yield, or the coupon rate. These are the same. The current yield, and the yield to maturity. Now, along with the yield to maturity is the yield to call. It's essentially the same. And what is this? What are the differences between all these three? The nominal yield is telling you what the bond pays. It will always pay that. So if it's a 7% bond, it will always be 7%. Now, there are a few bonds called floaters where it actually moves up and down, but there are very few of those. The current yield is the interest rate today given the price of the bond, because the bond can go up and down in price as interest rates change. So that's the current yield, and that's easy to do, easy to calculate. The yield to maturity is the calculation we do if you hold the bond until it matures. If I hold on to this bond, even if I paid $1,200 for it, I'm only going to get $1,000. Or if I paid $800 for it, I'm going to get $1,000. So if I hold on to the bond, and then yield to call is the same idea, but we assume it's going to be called. So those three calculations are fairly straightforward. The next two are for muni bonds only. The taxable equivalent yield for muni bonds, and the double tax exempt, or the double tax-free taxable equivalent yield for bonds in our own state. And so, if we live in California, we buy a muni bond, not only do we not pay federal income taxes. We also do not pay state income taxes. So, real quick, we'll end with this slide, and then I'll let you go. The nominal yield, also called the coupon yield, the nominal rate, the coupon rate, is the named interest rate of the bond. It's the bond's annual interest divided by its par value, what the bond is paying in absolute dollars. So, if I tell you that it's an 8% bond, what's it going to pay? Everyone just say $80. Okay, because it's 1,000 times 8%. If it's a 7% bond, actually it's $35 twice a year. But we're just going to say 70 bucks. So when we do these calculations, don't put 7 cents. Don't put 7 cents. It's not 7% of a dollar. It's 7% of $1,000. And so people who do the calculations, they put down, it says annual interest rate, they put down 7 cents. 0.07. And what do you get? What do you get? Sopapo. You get a dope slap. Okay, so don't do that. A dope slap. You get a dope slap. And so the nominal yield, as we'll see, well, this is where we'll pick up on Thursday, is not as important. When, I mean, unless you're buying the bond at par, then they're all the same. The nominal yield is not as important as the current yield. Very easy calculation. Yield to maturity, a little more difficult, but still not that hard. And then yield to call the same. So on Thursday, we will start with these calculations. Make sure you pick up one of each of those before you leave. And thank you very, very much. You're getting right. What you going to do for spring break, huh?
Homework.
What's that? You heard Sarah said homework.